Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3. Hello and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. I'm Darren, joined by my fellow Strandees, as always, stranded, desperately searching for more Star Trek content. But it's on its way. Philip and Daniel, how has your Star Trek week been? Any books? Any movies? Did you watch Beyond more because you realized it was great from our last episode?
I watched an episode and probably like a half, I'd say.
That's great. That's yes. Well on your way, Daniel.
I'm making progress. I watched Arsenal of Freedom.
Ooh, good one.
Which
Ooh.
Is
Do you wish to buy?
Yes, yes.
It's interesting because Arsenal of Freedom is good for a season one TNG episode, but it's not great.
It is a season one TNG episode.
So
right?
you That's say. Yeah. No, I don't believe in these modifiers.
And then
I mean,
watched...
it's no justice, God, Daniel.
Man. Oh, geez. And then I watched Ascent from DS9, which is the one.
I was going to say, no wonder I don't know it.
Yeah, it's the one where Odo, his like scientist father figure comes for the first time.
Oh, yeah, and it's no, that's a
yeah. Yeah, it's an early one. It's where they think they're like, oh, who's murdering all these people? And it turns out it was Odo the whole time. And you're scary, Odo. But that wasn't really Odo. Anyways, it was fine.
Yeah, I watched.
Yeah, that was a. I just remember that actor has been in Star Trek, and he's one of those. He's actually a fairly maybe it's like a character actor, but he's actually a really good actor in a lot of stuff. But I'm talking about what other Star Trek he's been, because that wasn't his first turn. He wasn't the same guy as Admiral Jarok, was he?
He was. Know. No, he was a Romulan, wasn't
in
he?
In The Defector?
Oh, yeah.
In The Defector. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I always that love sort of reusing these actors. Quality. They're always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched The Sword of Kalis. And I was actually thinking it was a different episode, but I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just, I was expecting the one where Worf and Jadzia and Kor and Koloth go off to fight the albino, but this was not that episode. This was where...
Oh, I thought that's what it was, too.
No. This is where Worf and Jadzia and Kor go and find the Sword of Kalis, which is still an awesome adventure. It's not the adventure I thought it was going to be.
It's when
they start going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get the last line where it's like, no, we were meant to find it. We just weren't meant to keep it. And then they beam it into space. And
yeah,
which I thought was kind of a dumb ending.
It's a terrible ending. Yeah. As like, I imagine all the Klingon archaeologists like really upset about that. Like at the end, like
Kor was really cool because again, we've recently watched like, what is it? Errand of Mercy. Where he is, and it's the same actor, and that's what's awesome, is you could see it. Mm-hmm. You could see it come out of the performance, even with the TNG era makeup. So, yeah, is it the Way of the Warrior that I'm thinking of with the albino? Because that's the one where Worf first gets there.
Worf.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to find it, because I want to watch that episode, but it's not what I thought it was.
It's literally called The Albino.
Oh, well.
Oh, is it?
That's a little on the nose there, Daniel.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I lied. I think I lied.
I don't think that's a title of a Star Trek episode.
No, that's true.
Double check your facts, Daniel. And then...
That's the one with all the Klingons.
Yeah, it's with the three.
All the TOS
and
Klingons.
They get back as Kor and Koloth and
one dies.
Something. Yeah. Yep. And did I mention last week that I'd finished Enterprise War? I can't remember. Or
Blood Oath.
Still reading it.
No,
sorry.
Blood
I say
Oath.
No. Blood Oath, because they all took the Blood Oath to go after him.
Blood Oath. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and it was Jadzia. And they're like, oh, you're not Curzon. She's like, no, blah, 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 blah.
She's like, heck I am. And here we go.
Yes,
that's true, because they were already married at that point.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, I'll look up Blood Oath.
They were Facebook official at the very least.
Jeez. It's complicated.
Yes, so Facebook. You did mention last week that you finished it, Darren.
Okay, I couldn't recall. But yes, but watching that episode was fun. And Yeah, just popping on a TNG episode. It was good.
Hey, do you remember when we thought that possibly what's his name? Not Takuvma. What's Ash's Klingon's name?
Vok.
Do you remember when we thought Vok might have been related to the albino?
Oh,
from
gosh.
Blood Oath?
Everybody thought Vok was related to the albino. Like, there were charts. It was
And it turns out that nobody...
Well, no, I mean, there's no proof he isn't. He has a child. We know.
That's a fair point. It could come back. That's a fair point.
Yeah. I mean, I forget the child's name, who's now an adult. It's complicated.
Yeah. No, it's... But now... There is another book coming out, which I haven't pre-ordered yet, but the next Discovery book is Dead Endless, which is kind of weird because, like, reading the summary of it, it sounds like it just takes place in the middle of Discovery. Like, it, whereas all the other books have taken place either before or after or somewhere around the main show time, but this talks about, like... Oh, it's the Stamets book, basically. He's the lead, you know, because he's... And so it's like the Discovery is using its spore drive, and then Paul Stamets navigates through, and then they respond to a distress signal originating from in the network, and then the crew finds themselves trapped in an inescapable realm.
Again, halfway lodged.
Where they'll surely perish. Yeah, and then there's a seemingly humanly man found alone. I'm like, this sounds like that episode where they found Dr. Kolber. Like... That's what it sounds like, but
it's a Target novelization.
That's
kind of
weird that they would just make that episode a book. Yeah,
so you know, not a lot of people watch season two. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I'll probably pick it up, but it was just surprising. Like, all the other ones are like fleshing out a character or origin or whatever, but this one.
I think that it would have been interesting to do a Stamets book with, I don't even remember the character's name, but his sort of partner, professional partner.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's the ship on the Glen.
No, but I meant his friend from the Glen, who's on the Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have
been interesting. Maybe his name was Glen.
You know, Glen on the Glen. Yeah.
It's fate.
So, anyway, but yeah, so, and then we're also getting a Picard series tie-in beginning novel. I can't remember exactly.
When does that take place?
I didn't look into that one as deeply.
Didn't I hear? Sorry, I know we're doing no research here. Isn't there some sort of lead up to Picard?
Oh yeah, they're doing countdown. They're doing countdown like they did for
Star Trek Picard, to be preceded by book and comic prequels.
Yeah. So I think they're doing the same. It's like, because it's all the same people. They're literally doing the same thing they did, you know, countdown to 2009, and then
so
Into
Star Trek
Darkness
Picard countdown, a deluxe 3-issue miniseries, which is the comic miniseries, and then the last best hope is February 2020, which leads directly into the show. So that's so kind of like a primer.
I mean, I need to know the dog's backstory, or I'm going to be confused in that first episode.
I mean, I'm just picturing the dog, like, crapping in the fields, and he's just like, oh, number one.
You and your number twos.
You and your number twos.
There it is.
Anyway, but yeah, so books aside, today I wanted us to talk about, again, Star Trek Picard.
Hey, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I completely forgot about this. I did want to mention this. I was playing
Tangents
Star Trek.
Tangents are our speciality, Daniel, so.
I'll get over it real quick. But I was playing Star Trek Online, and there's a Klingon mission where you go to, on that ship that B'Elanna goes on.
Okay, the Barge of the Dead.
The Barge of the Dead. And you're on the ship, and then you go and you fight Thek'lar.
So you go to Stovacor, and you fight...
No, the opposite.
Yeah, you go to...
Grethor.
Grethor. Yeah, and you fight Thek'lar and stuff.
Thek'lar. Man, that sounds awesome.
I just remembered that.
Now, was it really Thek'lar, or was it Ardra in disguise?
It was not Ardra. I checked. It was not
Are you
Ardra.
Thek'lar's advocate now, Daniel? Is that what you're saying?
I really wanted to bring that up. I thought it was really cool.
Cool.
B'Elanna was on this ship. I remember that. That was an episode.
Yeah, she's kind of near death, but yeah, you know, it'd be awesome.
It's the ship of the dead.
You know, it would be awesome as if the ship of the dead was covered with like some sarcophaguses, like the sarcophagus ship in Discovery.
Would it be awesome?
It would tie it together. which is awesome.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I'm just saying, it's like a nod to, like, this was
but they would have had
another part of Klingon
culture. That ship would look different because it was war, so the ship would have no hair. It'd be totally different.
We do not speak of it.
But, yes. But anyway, still talking about Star Trek Picard, I wanted us to delve into some characters. Now, we know some characters are returning. We do know Marina Sirtis and Jonathan Frakes are returning as Will Riker and Troy, you know, respectively. And we also have, you know, the big ones like a series regulars with Seven of Nine and Hugh. But I wanted to have us, so now that we have Picard, and now that Picard is in, I call it the 90s Trek universe, because it was, you know, mostly
Legacy Trek.
Yeah, Legacy Trek, 90s Trek. And now that we're in the future, and a lot of these actors are still alive, what I want us to go around the table a couple of rounds and say, who do we want to see make an appearance in Star Trek Picard? They could be working at a station that Picard goes to, and oh, look who it is. Or they could be stranded on a planet, and this person was living there in a container, you know, for 10 years. Who knows? Who knows how we find them? The more obscure, the better, I say. But I just wanted us to say what character you wanted to see show up in Star Trek Picard and why, and maybe even where or how, because, you know, shipping containers are fun.
You're asking a lot.
But at least of who and why.
This isn't that episode of Enterprise. Well, actually, you could go either Enterprise or TNG with woman in a shipping container.
Or Wrath of Khan.
Okay. I was thinking in both cases they were rather attractive young ladies. In Enterprise you had, what's her name? Her real name? Oh, Lakma?
I don't know. Anyway. You went there, so...
Tucker's... Well, you know, Tucker found the princess, and then she has a famous name, and she's a famous person. I just can't remember her real name. And then Picard found the intended...
The shapeshifter,
woman,
yeah.
Well, she wasn't a shapeshifter, but yes, she could feel everyone's feelings.
Great joy and gratitude, lady.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll start off the list so you guys can think if you hadn't thought before. So I want to see Barkley. I want to see Reginald Barkley. And I'm just saying one episode.
Admiral Barkley, you mean?
Well, you know, he got Harry Kimmed, and he didn't really move past a certain rank. But... No, I think, you know what would be awesome is if he is, like, even more so a master of, like, the hologram, and he and Picard have to, like, do some sort of, like, deal and like, maybe a heist thing, and we get a very strong A-team vibe. So not only are we getting the A-team connection, but we're also getting Barkley and... You know, he could, and just in the background, like, we hear him talking to another one of the regulars, and he's like, yeah, well, that time I was a spider, or yeah, that time I was like, my whole brain was inside the Enterprise computer, or, you know, that time we went, like, you know, to the nth degree, and oh man, I just,
they're like, yes, Captain, sure.
That time I found, like, weird snakes inside a transporter beam, but they turned out to be people. I need that scene, guys. I need it. I need Reg.
I think it's obvious where we're going to see him. In fact, we already saw him in the teaser. He was just off screen. He's the guy who put together the Data hologram at the end. You know, he's the one, so that when Picard leaves the holosuite or holodeck or holoroom where he's playing poker with Data or whatever.
Is that a hologram?
Doing, I'm saying it.
Okay, I was gonna say. I'm like, I didn't pick that up at all. Okay.
Well, you think that's really Data?
I don't know. He comes back from the dead more times than like anything.
Spock.
Yes.
Would be
yes.
But anyway, so I think Picard walks out and he's like, thank you, Broccoli. I mean, Barkley, for the use of your holodeck.
Yeah. See, I don't know if the Broccoli joke is one joke too many or just the right amount. It's hard to say.
It's just the right amount.
Okay.
Sure.
Just the right amount.
It's like, it's Captain Broccoli now.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that would be a cool comeback for him to say. Listen, it seems like we're all kind of on the same page with Barkley, and if he's some sort of...
Oh, yes, I detected that by Philip's eye roll at the beginning of my message.
I just mean, like, if we're doing, like...
Oh, him, if him he is there, how we see him.
Yes, in the future, if he's, like, a holodeck expert or some sort of something.
He's like the holographic janitor, just, like, cleaning, making sure it's working right.
EMH Mark 12.
Well, that's the like thing. I was going to have him...
EMHX.
We could have him team up with Zimmerman, and then you get a double whammy right there.
I'm thinking Zimmerman is probably not around.
Yeah.
We don't know.
He was kind of
under the weather.
We don't know. We don't know. Yeah. He could be there.
Or maybe we have a holographic Zimmerman that's like
or
really
just the doctor.
Advanced.
Yeah, it could just be the doctor. Yeah. That's fine.
So, but okay, that was my first one. Daniel, who do you want to see in the 25th century?
So you asked us to, you just mentioned us to go obscure. So I'm going to go real obscure, see if you guys can remember this one.
Second from the left.
I didn't realize we were doing obscure characters first.
Well,
so.
No, I mean, you can. You don't have to go obscure. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not.
Obscure makes
I'm not.
It more
Worf.
Fun.
How about that?
Oh, whoa. That's crazy.
he got a lot
he
of
He better
nose,
have white
you know
hair
what?
And be like senile.
I don't care if it's not Worf. I don't care if we save this. And in fact, it might be best to save this for the last episode. Whenever they decide that is, but I think we need to see at some point at least a one-off episode with Q in it. Of course, I think okay. There has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entirely. I mean, he runs.
I think
the
they're saving
show,
Q
so.
For season two. I could see that. Like, Mon I'm Capitan.
Fine. With, yeah, I'm fine with them saving him for the last episode and him being instrumental in something that happens.
Or they film it now just in case because you know.
John.
Yeah, just in case something happens. We need that closure.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Q. Got it. That would be
I'm almost it would be, I guess, because I know where you're going, Daniel, with the last episode that sort of basically the death of Picard and Q sort of ushers him to his mortal coil, into the mortal coil.
I thought you were gonna say like the game has ended and he snaps and it like flashes back to Encounter at Farpoint and he's right there in the room like, oh my gosh, that 80-year-long vision was trippy as all get out.
Well, there's
he just wakes,
anything. You can do anything with him.
Yeah.
Patrick, you know, or Picard wakes up, you know, kind of in bed. He's like, it was all a dream and turns over and Q's there.
Or their ship's like about to be destroyed. Like, it's really dire. And he's like, I almost wish Q was here. And then he's like, bing. but he shows up in next gen uniform and then he updates it again.
He would be in Voyager uniform. That was the last time we saw him.
Not Picard,
that's
though.
True, but
so that's
Picard.
What I was actually thinking about this. If they do bring him in, they could do the CGI de-aging thing, and then they would just
it's like,
have...
you've aged a little bit, haven't you, Captain? And he's like, how's that? Oh, yeah. they have to do that, because it's like, we don't care how transparent that bit of dialogue is for just justifying an old John DeLancey.
I think that would be awesome. I think, I mean, it's super easy.
Older.
Yeah, it's built right in there.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, you compare that to, again, at Farpoint, John DeLancey, and it's not going to look quite the same. But
the hair's almost the same, though, so I think that's interesting. You know, he has that high hairline, but it's never changed. but you know, it'd be interesting, because, you know, there's he has a son.
And a wife.
Who, you know. Well,
or I forget. I forget that they split up a little.
It's a baby
complicated,
mama, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't. Your brain can't hold key relationships.
Oh,
you know. Or to quote Janeway, that's it.
What do they have, like 85 genders and like some crazy like? You think their Facebook status is like it's just a scrolling list.
Yeah, you think the Denobulans are bad. Cues. Oh,
all right, Philip, who do you want to see walking around?
Oh,
the galaxy?
I'm stealing Daniel's because I already mentioned it, and I don't want him to have to be able to use it. And that's Ardra.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about
that. The reoccurring villain we never got to see. I mean, we saw her once, but that's not reoccurring.
Nice.
I mean, you know, his hairy mud.
That is true. She is basically his hairy mud.
And so, you know, you can I mean, you can take the slightly darker turn of Discovery, or you can sort of keep of what she was. And yeah, I don't know, you know, a con, I mean, it's gender neutral, a con person, conniver, I don't know what the term is, other than conman, but, you know, a conniver like that, you know, so many decades later, I mean, I'm sure she's still got the conniving going on,
yeah.
The gig going on, you know, she hasn't gone straight, too many people to fool in the galaxy, so yeah.
Now,
so I think, it would have to be something where she has some side hustle or something where he involuntarily has to team up with her.
Yeah.
Now, she was in one of the 3-part books, Prey, and that talks a lot of, actually, about like the secret. It's like a secret trickster society she's a part of, and it was really well done. But yeah, I'm down for Audra returning and pulling out some of her old tricks.
That would be awesome. I don't know how they would do it. Maybe it would be good to turn her good. Like she had been in space prison for 20 years and she didn't want to go back. But she still has all this cool stuff. I don't know. It'd be cool.
There's always one person on the team that's in space prison that has to join to like get their pardon.
It's a Tom Paris character. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rule.
She's sort of she's the Starfleet Suicide Squad.
Jeez. That's a little dark for Starfleet, don't you think?
Well, only when their heads explode. Well, it's just a trick, so it doesn't. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So when Picard goes bad, we have a group that's ready to take him down.
Oh, all right. So another little. I mean, it's definitely this a main character now because in no particular order. But I think we need to see Quark. I think we need to see him like. Maybe he's got a moon by now. You know, he's obviously not going to be in Deep Space Nine because honestly, if they like had the budget and did some awesome like set extension set, like made you feel like you were back somewhere. Oh man, I would be so down for that.
I don't know how they're going to handle.
He's the former Negus's brother. If he never became Negus himself. So
yeah. And maybe his cousin died and left him the moon. That's definitely possible.
Gala?
I wonder how they're going to handle Deep Space Nine, because I assume we haven't seen anything yet.
You just ignored, I assume, right? That's what I've done. So.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you could be in a whole other corner of the, you know, galaxy dealing with something.
It could be a thing. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see it, but I would be very surprised if we don't see it by season 2. I assume
wormhole is still open, right? You know.
I assume we will be.
Is it?
Well, I mean.
Was it open at the end of Deep Space Nine? I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's how many decades.
Canonically, it has not been closed. That's what I'm saying.
I think that we will go there, whether it's old Deep Space Nine or new Deep Space Nine or some sort of whatever they want to cook up.
Oh, man, if they do some awesome high-res CG DS9 and, like, you see them, you know, in their little ship pulling up to it and you hear the theme. Oh man, that's gonna be good. Although when we get there and they're like, sorry, we don't have enough room for you to dock, we'll beam to you, and it's like we don't actually go on Deep Space Nine, and everyone's just like,
it's just a tease.
It's just a big tease.
Yeah.
No, it's like where they're always, you know, episode 2, it's sort of like Discovery season 2 and they're searching for Spock. And Picard season 2, they're gonna go to Deep Space Nine, but they keep, and then we got to,
oh yeah,
but we're going there, guys. We're gonna go to Deep Space Nine.
3 episodes later, we're nowhere closer to Deep Space Nine. Nice.
There's major, whether or not we actually see the station itself, there's obviously major implications about how the entire galaxy works now. I mean, I'm sure we'll hear about the Dominion War and the Dominion itself, like. There's a wormhole there.
I think we'll hear some, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of good storytelling to not just have one character spill out everything that's happened in the last 20 years, because then you're kind of stuck to that. But
oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. No. I don't think they're going to like, I don't think that's going to be a big exposition dump.
Like, where have you been the last 20 years, Commander so-and-so? Oh, well, after the Dominion War, when this happened.
But who knows? Maybe a Jem Hadar will be like a security officer or something like that. Kind of like what they did with Worf in TNG at first.
Yeah.
Like the last
or
time
like
we saw.
Or a Cardassian.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. That kind of thing. You could do that.
I see what you're saying. Like Worf was the bad guy from TOS on the bridge to show the state of the galaxy.
Yeah. That's a super easy shortcut. They could do the exact same thing.
Put a Romulan on the bridge.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Well, we don't need to do that. Well, we're going to be dealing with the Romulans enough, but...
Yeah, it's going to be a whole...
But the Cardassians are a really good example, because we're going to see Cardassians. There's no doubt about
it. And we all love the TNG episodes that had Cardassians at the helm. Those are awesome. And in the books, in the TNG novels, they have a Cardassian helmsman as well, on the E, which is kind of...
Oh,
cool.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It's like Glyn something. But let's see. Okay, so I had Quark, so I think, Daniel, you're up next for... Now, you can keep obscure, or you can go...
Beverly Crusher.
Oh, geez.
I'm going obscure. Commander McDuff. I want to see him again.
Okay.
And then it's like an episode 4 of Picard.
Met.
They just add the character, and you're like, "What the hell? Did I miss
something?" No, but it's like maybe that character, that alien, met that officer, and that's what he based his look off of to take over the Enterprise. Here is an actual Commander McDuff out there. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great. What I'm actually going to say is I really want to see, and maybe in flashback, maybe they do something interesting. I want to see the Stargazer.
Okay.
Because it's back. I mean, it's been back for 35 years
point. Don't we kind of have hints that they will be doing flashbacks at least to the time of the Enterprise D?
Yes.
Because he has stated that he did put back on the old uniform.
Yep.
Well, I assumed that was Enterprise E, honestly, but that was me.
It could
be. Oh, that's true. Like the.
I mean, it's a flashback to Picard time, so you know that covers.
I got the vibe that it was next gen just because I thought he talked about getting me back into that uniform. And I know he didn't like the uniform.
I heard uniform. I mean, he's worn a lot.
No, that's true. That could, I mean, honestly, seeing him in the First Contact era uniforms would look amazing as well. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Patrick Stewart has to be the easiest man to de-age via CGI.
Yeah.
It's just like
just changed the uniform.
Well, you know, I mean, Tom Hardy's right around the corner. Just bring him over.
Tom. Oh my god, is somebody gonna say Shinzon? Are we gonna bring
Shinzon? No. No one's ever going to say that again.
Shinzon's dead. What are you talking about? I
know. Well, hey, so is Data.
Not in the same way.
Literally, they died in the exact same spot. I don't know how they would not be.
What is it an android that has multiple backup copies roaming around the universe?
And one's a clone.
Well, yeah, so there's lots of copies.
True. All right, Philip, who...
Before the destruction of Romulus, they released all their Picard clones. So,
send in the clone!
All right, Philip, who do you want to see Picard meet up again? Or, hey, it could be Seven. I mean, we don't have to stick to next-gen characters.
I mean, we do, though. So I have a two because it's a similar relationship. So, you know, how this ever comes up, it does, you know, either one. They're both, you know, obscure is what
that's
you
that's for the writers to figure out. We don't need to worry ourselves about such things.
So one is Jason Vigo. Do you all have any idea who that is?
Vigo! He's from,
It's the kid. It's the kid from,
He's wearing the he's got like the stupid 80s rocker clothing.
Is he the kid who thought he like killed his parents like with the?
No, that's Jeremy Astor.
Oh, Jeremy Astor.
No, actually, it's not. That's Data's kid. That's Data's. Ward.
Yeah. You're there was also of. The no. one that was raised by aliens, but he's actually human.
That is actually my second one. So I said I had two. So the second one, so you already mentioned him, Darren, so his name is Jono.
They're all J. His name. Dear Lord.
Yeah, so Jono, this was from the episode that I don't know, even though it's right in front of me here. But anyway, Suddenly Human. Suddenly Human. But yeah, that was one of my, because I was just thinking father-son. Jason Vigo is from the episode that I don't know, but that was Bloodlines. That was the one where he was the fake son.
The clone son.
Climber?
Yes. No, he's not a clone, but you know, it was the climber.
The rock climber dude.
So that was... Yeah. So Damon Bach, the stargazer bad guy Ferengi. Yeah. It's, that was... Oh, I
good
killed
old
your son.
Damon Bach.
Son.
Oh, can we bring Damon Bach back? He was always fun.
I'm afraid he's probably been... His remains have been auctioned. So either Jason Vigo or Jana, but basically these sort of ones where Picard had this sort of father-son relationship, because he presumably has no children, at least in this moment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it could be whatever. You know, maybe it could be in the first episode, a little sort of like, one get together or whatever, and let's not talk about Beverly, and, you know, and then there you go.
Like, maybe he still corresponds with them?
Yeah.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
Are they little... pen pals?
Ooh.
Oh!
Picard!
Damn it, Data, now I have to save that child instead of let them die on the volcano planet. Curse you.
Here's a question, if I can, I mean, I know this is outside the scope, but the Captain Picard Day banner, what we saw in the teaser, where could that possibly be, do you think? Like, I feel like he's not that egotistical to have it in his home. I mean, do you think that's what it is?
He does have it in his home, but it's in a chest.
But
I bet
saw
you.
It. You know,
but we saw it
spread out.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. I don't know. He doesn't keep it up. So. There's no way he would keep that up.
No. Riker kept it. And when he comes to visit, he puts it up in his room.
I love it.
Because he purposely made sure that he showed up on Picard Day. And Picard
didn't remember.
They
celebrate Captain Picard Day on the Titan.
Oh, my gosh.
He carried it over.
Oh, my gosh. They need to celebrate Captain Picard Day on the Titan. That's so perfect.
Yes. I'm hoping that I don't step on anybody's toes here, but when Philip is like mentioning like children figures to Picard, what about all the what about the three kids from Disaster?
Oh no, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, Radish expert, you know.
Yeah. They could, I mean, at this point, they could have their own ships and stuff. Like they'd be old.
Well, you know, it's you know, Picard, I think, is going to embrace the civilian aspect, I think. Because, you know, I don't think, you know, it's not a Starfleet ship that he appears to be on for this mission. You know, his ragtag group of whatevers.
From Ragtagonia.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't really thought too much about, and I'm not going to. Because, you know, open mind, open thing. But it does seem a sort of like a Star Wars-y vibe.
It's not just Star Wars. It's like it's a big cliche.
Firefly.
Yeah, it's just like... It's everything other than Star Trek, but it's fine. If it's a means...
The ones who got rejected from Starfleet Academy, and we're going to have our own ship. We're cool. And then old man Starfleet's going to be, you know, harshing our vibe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm just picturing, again, like... Yeah, Picard, like, almost kind of doesn't remember him, and he's just like, Radishes, sir. And he's like... And you see it, like, click... In his head, he's like, oh, my, Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques. So my next one, I mean, I don't know if it's a cheat, but because we know Will is going to be there. I want to see Thomas Riker. Where has Thomas been? Has he redeemed himself? Has he worked off his time and is now like, I don't know.
He's on Starfleet Suicide Squad.
Oh, God.
Ardra, Thomas Riker. All right, we're getting quite the group now.
No, we got to save it for the future episode of the Starfleet Suicide Squad.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I think it would be cool to see Thomas, and like you could actually have him around for like an episode or two, and still use, you know, just Jonathan Frakes. But it could be a fun way for him to be a different character.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd love to see what happened to Thomas Riker.
I mean, because it was, we all loved it when he showed up on DS9 and we got that extra bit, you know, there. So, like, even more. But, yeah, no, I think, and again, we know that it's even easier because we know Jonathan Frakes is already attached and signed on to do stuff. So, having him, I know it's, like, very well scripted and all this stuff, but I would almost be like, you know, if he was directing an episode, he's like, you know what? We should just have Thomas Riker show up right here. I'm just going to go put on a uniform or whatever, some space clothes and go from there. Okay. Yeah. Thomas Riker. maybe not on the Defiant. That didn't work out so well last time.
No, in fact, he is also in space prison. So, poor Tom.
All right. Daniel, you're up.
This may be a cheat, because we technically will see him for sure. But what about Dixon Hill?
Oh, you mean him doing Dixon Hill?
Yeah. I mean, you could easily start the show or an episode with him doing it. And, you know, like you're all confused. Like, what the heck's going on?
And then why is it black and white? Where's all the color gone? Although, wait, Dixon Hill was never black and white.
No.
But still. I think Dixon Hill would be really cool. I think maybe it's like in his quarters, like with even more advanced holographic technology. Like he doesn't have to actually go to a holodeck or something like that. But
you know what I was thinking? Yeah. I was actually thinking of the episode, I think it's from season 2, or maybe it's the first season. The Dixon Hill episode where
Big Goodbye, I think.
No, not the first one. It was the second one. The second one where Lwaxana Troi is there. I'd love to see Lwaxana again, but you know, unfortunately we can't do that. I mean, I guess technically we could, but it would be pretty tasteless. I think
it's a little faux pas, but yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'd hate for Star Trek to recast a character for the third time.
They could recast her, I guess, but I don't know. That feels like stepping on.
Well, what's your face?
Be like, hey, mother, and it's like a totally different woman.
I mean, Rebecca played her number one. Just you know.
Yeah. It's a little. That feels a little different, though.
Does it?
That was one episode that never aired, and it was 50 years old at that point. So
yeah, when it's the difference between the pilot and the rest of the show or whatever, like that's a little different. All right, so we have Thomas Riker, Dixon Hill. Who we're getting, Philip? The more obscure, the better.
I know we're really getting obscure now.
Say Livingston.
Daniel, I hate to tell you, we've been actually replacing Fish. It's not actually
Livingston the fifth.
Livingston the 225th. I like your optimism there. You know what we could have again, first episode, all the chief engineers of the Enterprise D wasn't Geordi.
Argyle.
So, Argyle. All of them. And then the woman whose name I'm blank, McDougal, I think maybe would have been one.
Yep.
Lieutenant Commander something something. You watched Arsenal of Freedom? Wasn't he on there?
I don't recall. No.
Wasn't he going to take command of the...
I don't know what his name was. Yeah, I don't remember.
That engineer from the Traveler episodes who was like super pompous and didn't know squat.
Oh, hey, what about the Traveler? That's a great...
The Traveler.
That would be a cool... And then you could tie Wesley in, obviously, with that. And be like, hey, I'm not creepy. I don't take 13-year-olds out to
school. Well, I was thinking... Because, you know, it's one of the, not this is, this is getting tangential, but like the Wesley ball of light, you know, was you know, we should watch that episode and think about it. Because
I was just thinking that too. It's like of all the characters to kind of like spin off where they cannot really return, you pick the youngest actor who's like, you know, who's going to be around forever. But
I would like to see Wesley again, though. I actually would.
If you have Beverly, and one hopes you do. Can you not mention Wesley? I mean, I feel like you have to, right? You know, man,
has
I sure
he
miss...
never visited his mother ever?
Because then do you take the deleted scene in Nemesis? Because it's deleted.
It's like, oh, I'm glad you were there at my wedding, Wesley, Riker says. And he's like, yes, just off screen I was. But
yes. Remember I stopped being a ball of light and joined Starfleet again?
By the way, real quick on that topic. I've recently discovered and kind of gone through and started thinking about it. They deleted all the good stuff from Nemesis.
Yes.
That movie is so much better with all of that one scene where Data and Picard are talking.
Usually deleted scenes you watch and you're like, yeah, I can see why this was deleted.
Yeah, they deleted you made all me the character stuff.
For this Blu-ray.
Yeah. Anyway,
we needed time for more action, Daniel.
We got to drive the stupid dune buggy around.
Is the dune buggy going to be in Picard? Is that one of the your characters?
He's got a little model of it fondly on his desk.
Is there a garage? in LeVar.
Every once in a while, he just kind of like pushes it forward and back a little bit. You can tell he's just thinking about those days when he drove around.
He takes it out on Sundays, you know, just once a week. You know, it doesn't have that many miles on it.
It would be funny.
Any person who loves has their own dude buggy, Philip. Like, everybody knows that. You don't.
I can actually see why, like, he's lost his buggy license. So, like, how are we going to establish how old Picard actually is?
I don't think we knew before, did we?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure somewhere there's a date, but
yeah, you could do math. I mean, we knew when he went to.
Can I?
Well, we knew when he went to the Academy.
Starfleet, right? Academy, right? Yeah. Do we? But yes, I feel like we do, but you know.
I mean, I'm sure there's a canonical date, but it was never like on screen where he said, I don't know, what did you think he was? Like 50? Like when the show started, maybe, I guess?
I mean, was he his character's age, in which case, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is he like 110 now?
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt they'll get in. They never get into those sort of details.
What about for his space birthday?
Space birthday, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd read that Will Wheaton is now the age that Patrick Stewart was when he started Next Gen.
Yep.
Which is cool.
It's crazy.
All right, okay, a few more. So my next one, I thought it would be fun to see Kira. I think be interesting to have her kind of maybe on where they kind of visit DS9.
I'm not trying to, but I will. Can I offer the better Kira? And this is me being Daniel for a second, because I already saw Ardra. Ensign Ro.
Okay, I'll change Kira to Ro.
Ro Laren.
How did I not even think of that? Yes, having Ro back would be
okay. Ro Laren, yes, that's way better. Has a connection with Picard, which makes more sense.
Okay, here's the thing. Oh my God, you just blew my mind, Philip. I have to look at it. Ro can become a second season recurring character.
Oh my gosh, she needs to.
Kind of like Hugh is. It's perfect. It would fit for everything with it. Yes, bring Ro back. Hashtag bring Ro back. Let's do it.
Commodore Ro.
I don't know what she'd be at this point. Yeah.
Who knows? She's already been an admiral, but that was Battlestar. So, you know,
she did not do well there though. It didn't.
Didn't she? She got things done, Daniel.
Did not work out very well for her, but, speaking of, they need to bring, they should bring, Ronald D. Moore back to do some of these episodes.
Who would you be playing, Daniel?
No.
I would love that. They like were like, oh, hey, Ronald, we want Picard. Oh, great. I had so many ideas. No. We just thought you could be like
we background just character. Your name at the bottom.
Yeah. You know.
So I, my girlfriend was watching Portlandia. Have you ever watched that, Philip?
Yes. The Dream of the 90s is alive in Portland.
Okay. I don't know. I've never watched a show, but it was amazing because I watched an episode where I guess the characters are obsessed with Battlestar. And they got
oh, that when they binge it?
I don't know. I don't know. I only watched the one scene, and they got Ronald D. Moore. They got
Adama back.
They got Adama, and they got Baltar.
Yeah, to do another season or another episode or whatever. Yes. That was awesome.
That was amazing. I watched that one like one or two scene thing. It was amazing. But
mm-hmm. Yes. Funny.
Well, now, the one that we've not mentioned that I thought would be good was Guinan.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost too good.
I do think that kind of, like, there are certain characters that you just kind of feel like they have to address. Mm. And I think Guinan is one of them. Like, they kind of have that, you know, for the Doctor Who fans and Philip in the room. They have that sort of doctor and what's her name? Well, they're reversed. They're going in backwards. They're going.
River Song.
River. They have that kind of relationship. It feels like, and mm-hmm. And of course they're addressing the data stuff. We already brought up Q. There are just certain characters, and I think Guinan is one of those characters that you just you have to at least address it. It was a thing, and it is a thing.
I almost wonder, and I know that this is so tropish, so I apologize, listeners. This is very tropish, I know. But the sort of like the, nothing melodramatic, just natural, the death of Guinan. I wonder if, you know, that could just sort of be
true.
Something, because I know it's the whole fridging, and you know, you kill a female character to give a male character. And I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know, I feel like maybe Guinan's chapter, because it's the card series, it's not the Guinan series. But you know, it's giving her a proper send off. I mean, it doesn't have to be like the whole episode, the first episode of her dying, but maybe it is. It sort of just reminds me of Sarek.
Or if we really want to, you know, piss off all the Trekkies, instead of having Beverly, we could bring back Inaj from.
Now, Donna Murphy, I have no, I'm not sure what, you know, but I would have no problem with that. I know Sue would kill us, but, you know.
So yes, it's interesting because my next example, I was going to talk about this, and I was going to say which, other than Beverly, of course, because we're.
Vash.
I was going to say, which of Picard's past romances are the ones that are most interesting to bring back? Is it Vash? Is it now, Darren?
It's interesting because Vash got into trouble for, you know, doing some stuff on one of the planets, getting, you know, stealing stuff. She got put in prison and then recruited into Starfleet Suicide Squad. So it is Thomas Riker, Ardra, and Vash right now. So,
you could do Commander Darren. There's like, I was thinking you could even bring back Philippa.
If Picard's still alive, she can be.
If we want to go crazy.
Women live longer, by the way. Just throw that out there. That's
true. If we want to go crazy obscure, like really crazy in terms
the
of.
The woman from We'll Always Have Paris.
Yes.
From the Mamas and the Papas. Oh my gosh. Like, in her name, and she's very famous.
Yeah. That would be crazy. That would be really interesting too.
Michelle Phillips. There it came.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know.
No, I think there's lots of opportunities with Picard, and I'm glad we're getting what we're getting so far with Riker and Troy and Q and Seven. I just want more, guys.
I think in reality, I mean, I love, you know, doing this, Darren. Restraining the fan service, I think, would be probably the proper.
No, that's true. I mean, hoping
this is fun. Don't get me wrong.
Hard, but little tiny. It's like, boy, Captain, we're just running across all your old shipmates, aren't we? Yeah. Great, Joe.
How many girlfriends have you had in your lifetime?
I absolutely agree with you, Philip. It's super important that they are conservative with how they do this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
you go crazy.
but if it's done well, it's not noticeable. It's something that it adds flavor for the people who know, and for the people who don't, they just think it's some, you know, how like we hear, oh man, I don't listen to that music. I listen to Beethoven or Marklar or, you know, Blocklock. And then that's like what we get. And we just assume those other things are things that are alien things.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. I'm like, where are we going with this? You're talking about the proper names that don't exist, that they're
right.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, it's like Edison and, you know, and Tesla and, you know, Smith. Oh yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Smith again.
So that sort of stuff where it's like, you know, proper, like good fan service can be done really well.
In many ways I was surprised with Seven, but it's like the people going like, who are the most popular people? It's Legacy Trek, Seven, Data, boom, put them in the teaser. You know, it's like, okay, it's a no-brainer, I suppose. Yeah. You know, when you come down to it. So it's like second season, like, you know, who's the next popular? Okay, Doctor, and you know,
yeah, there's no reason for the Doctor not to be there.
I mean, who's the most popular DS9 character that's not Worf?
That's what I'm saying. Quark is really popular.
Okay, so there you go.
I think you put Garak in there.
Ooh, interesting.
You're going to take a Deep Space Nine character that people really like, are like really want.
That's true.
I think it's a Garak. Yeah.
Dude, if we had like a Pale Moonlight type episode with Garak and Picard.
Well, it'd be interesting because, you know, Garak, I think, would have, this is not what we're doing right now, but the Garak, I think, would have, you know, he's going to be on the straight and narrow a little bit now. Because, I mean, I think he would have taken over the reforming Cardassia
in the books. He becomes the Castellan. He's like the president of Cardassia.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that feels a little too much for me. Like, I'd be like, I'd be fine with him being a high-ranking member, but
president
him
being of Cardassia.
You know, since he was in exile for 7 years or 8 years.
He's governor of a small Cardassian colony near the border.
Sure, something like that would be fine, I think. I would love to see Garrick, though. That would be great. Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's on a, it's on a, on the space station, but it's at a 36 degree angle where he is the governor of that station. It's different. It's totally different. It's not Deep Space Nine.
It's turned 90 degrees. It's so orbiting a sun of all things.
I know. It's just straightforward. It's just a big full circle at you.
But
when
yeah,
you
it's talk so, to God, it. That looks so weird. what are you saying, Daniel?
Oh, I was just going to, I don't know how. How much more we have, but I was just going to say, I think we should rapid fire some crazy ideas.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, we just
nothing's too stupid.
Off the table, guys. If you want to find a way, like, again, like I said, writers got to figure it out. We don't,
it's, Seska's baby. And the Maj's baby.
Wow. Wow.
Grown up now.
Keep it coming.
Half Cardassian, half, Kazon. No, he's Kazon. That was the surprise.
Oh, that wasn't even Sisko's baby. You're right.
It's not Chakotay's baby.
That's what I meant.
Bring Lily back.
Ooh.
No. Daniel, it's Lily's great
by the same actress.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Don't do that. Exocomp.
Pull Archer through time. And you get Archer.
Well, Archer? It's, you know.
Hey, that'd be great. Yeah, we could do it.
Well, just like Star Trek Online.
It's called The Long Road.
Well, just like Star Trek Online, you can bring Sayla back.
They have to kind of have to address Sayla, don't they? Like
some Romulans.
I don't want them to, but it's like it's a leftover from TNG. That's the last thing we've known except Nemesis, but I guess Nemesis didn't. I guess Nemesis ignored
it. It wasn't touched on. Yeah.
We can ignore it.
Well, everyone died. It was in the Senate chamber.
Nemesis is more about the Romulans than the Romulans, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's plenty of Romulans. I mean, there's more Romulan and stuff.
Who's in which claw, Daniel? Who's in which claw? I think...
That's what you need. You need a Reman at the helm. That's what you need.
Oh, geez. That makeup. I want to see the...
But he has, like, sunglasses on because of the dark. So...
I want to see a EMH Mark II. I want Andy Dick.
We don't need Andy Dick.
That's an old model you're using there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Philip, if someone wanted to talk to you about the EMH Mark 50, where would they find you?
They can find my medical emergency on Twitter at NC Public Servant.
And Daniel, if someone wanted to talk to you about how we could bring Feklar back for real this time, where would they find you?
Let's bring Feklar back. They can find me on Twitter under the hashtag Feklar Returns or one up Dan. That's the number one, not the word.
Bring back Feklar.
Feklar's advocate.
Feklar's advocate. And if someone wanted to talk to me about just how Barkley really needs to be in the opening crawl, they can find me on Twitter, Instagram under username Dr. Sci-Fi, DrSciFi. I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
Stranded here on City Alpha 3.